The Metropolitan Council on Jewish Poverty has been around since 1972, but a financial scandal could prove devastating for the charity. Former CEO William Rapfogel was charged this week with stealing more than $5 million from the organization he led for 21 years. Prosecutors say he then illegally funneled most of that money to various political candidates and organizations. The Met Council is one of New York's most prominent and distinguished charities, and that was largely due to Rapfogel's connections to the city's political elite. Now, as the investigation continues and more details are revealed, the future of the charity is in doubt. Joining us now to explain is Josh Nathan Kazis, a staff writer at the Jewish Daily Forward, a national Jewish news organization. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Stuart.
So, you know, the Met Council was formed back in 1972 with the goal of addressing high rates of poverty among Jewish families. How has it expanded its mission throughout the years?
The organization spends $25 to $30 million a year. They run a food bank, I think the largest kosher food bank in the country. They manage 2,000 units of housing for the elderly and for homeless. They offer home care programs for seniors, a whole raft of crisis services. They're really, I think, one of the largest Jewish anti-poverty organizations in the city, and certainly one of the most prominent Jewish organizations in the city overall.
And, you know, one of Rapfogel's oldest friends is Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, one of the most powerful politicians in the state. How did that relationship enhance Rapfogel's work at the Met Council?
I mean, I think that's a key part of understanding Rapfogel, and that's a key part of understanding what the problem facing the Met Council is broadly, you know, outside of the narrow context of this scandal. Rapfogel was able to raise a really large amount of money, as you said earlier, from city and state and federal agencies. They brought in between like $10 and $15 million a year, nearly a third of their budget from the government. And, you know, looking down the line, you know, that I think was really Rapfogel's greatest asset, bringing in federal money and state money and city money. And, you know, aside from the question, which I think you were alluding to earlier, of how the organization is going to recover and whether donors, philanthropic donors and public donors and the government will be willing to trust the organization again. But the narrow problem of just, you know, not having Rapfogel's contacts in city government anymore and state government, I think is a real problem.
Well, you know, the Attorney General's office says that the scam Rapfogel is charged with was actually in place before he ever even joined the charity. Do we expect the investigation to implicate other higher-ups there?
You know, we can't speculate when we don't know who. You know, if you read the indictment, or the complaint, it's clear that the state believes that there was at least one other person involved who was working there before Rapfogel. We don't know who that is, but I think we can expect that we will soon.
And how is the scandal at the Met Council reverberating throughout New York's Jewish community? Is there any sense of how it's affecting other organizations or other community groups?
I think Jews in New York City are totally stunned by this. You know, I think what's important to remember is that over the last year, largely due to Rapfogel's advocacy, the issue of Jewish poverty in New York City has become sort of a front and center issue among New York's Jews. There was a poverty survey or a survey of the Jewish community that came out last year that found that something like a quarter of New York's Jews were qualified as poor under the definition in the survey. And Rapfogel used that number and other numbers in the survey to argue that poverty is a major and growing problem among New York Jews specifically. So you know, the issue of Jewish poverty in the Met Council has really been front and center in the minds of the organized Jewish community here. And I think this just shakes everyone up a lot. And I think the larger concern is I think people still believe that this is a major problem, and they want to figure out how the problem will continue to be addressed despite the scandal.
Josh Nathan Kazis is a staff writer at the Jewish Daily Forward. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Josh.